producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569, which is 855-993-DR-JOY. So you figured that out. All right, so we are moments away, well, a little bit more than that, from Turkey Day. I wonder, are there people who eat alternatives? One year, for a while, I was a fairly strict vegetarian, and it turns out I made a turkey out of broccoli. There were a lot of leftovers. People were not that thrilled about it. But I was trying to figure out something that looked the most like turkey. Now, admittedly, broccoli is green, but the stalks of broccoli look a little bit like drumsticks. That was my rationalization. It did not go over terribly well. But I'll tell you something that does go over fairly well is cauliflower that you cook and then mash like potatoes and put a little butter and a little bit of garlic with it and even some cheese if you want. That goes over very well, especially if people don't know it's cauliflower. Mm. I love cauliflower. I love cauliflower much better than broccoli. Do you know broccoli is a made-up vegetable?
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's I'm trying to remember what it is now. Is it beans and cauliflower or something? It's a made-up. Whatever. And Cubby Broccoli, Cubby Broccoli, who was the producer for the James Bond films. I think it was his family who made it up. Now, see, I have to go find it. See, the problem about stream of consciousness radio is that you don't know what you're going to be talking about, so you don't necessarily have sort of everything. Edible green plant in the cabbage family, eaten as a vegetable, comes from here. And cauliflower, Romanesco broccoli, broccolini, broccoli sprouts. All right, so it says it's the plural of broccolo, which means cabbage. It's classified in the cultivar group, large flower heads. Come on, it says it's a result of careful breeding. See, cultivating leafy coal crops in the northern Mediterranean starting about the 6th century B.C., it's been considered a uniquely valuable food among Italians. It was brought to England from Antwerp by Peter Shearmakers. It was introduced to the United States by Italian immigrants. Didn't become known until 1920s. It has, all right, so it's sprouting broccoli. Let's see, purple gut broccoli. It's a cabbage, apparently. Cauliflower, then a little bit up. All righty, so there you go. But it's a crossbred sort of food, so there you go. And as I said, I think Cubby Broccoli was from the family that did it, but I'm not positive about that. So I wouldn't quote me on that part. The rest, I just, you know, the rest of it. Anyway, so that was one of my Thanksgiving disasters. I was talking with somebody about it. They said, are you cooking? And I said, when I was first married, you know, I'm from a large family. So, and we always had at least two, sometimes three Thanksgivings, because my mother's family and my father's family didn't get along very well, so there were very few times where everybody was together. And so we would have one would be offended if they were invited for like the real Thanksgiving. So we would quite often have Thanksgiving on Thursday, like everybody else. Then we would have a Saturday Thanksgiving and a Sunday Thanksgiving. That's a lot of turkey. But I think my mom didn't mind because turkey is relatively inexpensive and not very hard to cook, so we had lots of, and we would have to go around the table and say what we were grateful for, and we had to do it three times. My sister always said the same thing. She would always burst into tears. She's the most emotional of the family, and would say, "I'm so grateful for the dog." So that was. I have to call her up and remind her of that. She'll probably just burst into tears again. She's still sentimental. All right, so the point being, we're not very far away from Thanksgiving. For those of you who are in Canada and think, well, we did ours a month ago. Well, good for you. There you go. Which makes a lot more sense. I mean, the Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's being all glumped together, especially just following Halloween. They're around here, they're already playing Christmas carols, and they've been doing it for a week, which is really great for about the first 3 days. By the time Christmas comes along, all you can think about is... Yeah, I'm going to set my hair on fire. Yeah, you get tired of it.
Yeah.
It is International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. I'm not sure why they picked today. You know what I think they did originally? And this is one of those things that became urban legend that was not true. What they decided was that men watching football games increased violence toward women. So New Year's Day and Thanksgiving Day, which are traditional holidays for football, had more violence toward women. And so this being the day before Thanksgiving, at least this year, may be the reason that they did that. But it turns out not to be the case. And the idea was that if your team lost and you bet on it and you were a man, that you would go take it out on a woman. Or if the woman dared to interrupt while you're watching a football game, that you bash her. It turns out that neither of those things are, they may be true, but there's no particular peak of violence on those days. But so I'm not sure why they would pick today as the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. Every day should be an International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. We were talking in the first hour today about the fact that if you're going to be born a woman, you better be born in either the United States or Canada, because the rest of the world is not going to treat you terribly well. And it's not that the United States and Canada treat you perfectly, but because you're going to make less money. But you're probably not going to get the daylights beaten out of you. You're probably not going to be promised in marriage when you're 6 years old and pregnant by the time you're 11 or 12 and have no rights. The children can be taken away from you. I mean, it's the role of women in this world really needs to be examined, and it needs to be examined by all of us, because when anybody's treated badly, it reflects on all of us. It really does. It's National Parfait Day, which has nothing to do with any of the rest of this, and National Taiwanon Day. Now, I don't know if Taiwanon means have a drink. It probably does, doesn't it?
That was my first guess.
As opposed to buy a tie for your dad or something. It's too early for Christmas. Taiwanon Day. So this is a great idea. So you get drunk today, right? So you're hungover tomorrow with your family. Great idea.
Yeah.
Who came up with that? Now, that may have to do with dealing with the elimination of violence against women.
Right.
There's actually a scene in one of the movies I'm going to review for you today. I'm going to do both theater and movies for you today because I'm going to be off tomorrow. I mean, I shouldn't say that. I will not be doing a live show tomorrow. I don't know why people would pretend that they are, but I'm not. I'm going to be having Thanksgiving. Manny, you're going to be... who's going to run the show tomorrow? Do we know?
There will be someone here.
There will be somebody here. So you'll be able to listen. And but if you're going to call in today, all right? Because I'm here today, live. You can hear talking about broccoli, turkeys. Actually, Thanksgiving is a great day for vegetarians. I mean, think of all the side dishes are vegetarian. Sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, green beans, green bean casserole, the pies, except mincemeat. What else? But mincemeat is it more Thanksgiving than Christmas, or more Christmas than Thanksgiving? Pumpkin pie seems to me. I guess they're both pumpkin and mincemeat are both holidays.
Yeah.
Apple pie. So all the pies, all the breads.
Mm-hmm.
Broccoli, cauliflower, squash, zucchini. So all you have to do is
collard greens in my house.
I love collard greens. Do you make? I love, but do you make them with ham hock or bacon, or do you just?
Well, I don't make them, but my mom.
Mom makes them.
Yeah. Well, because my aunt has a big garden of them, like just huge, just tall ones too.
They're weeds basically, yeah. But they're sure delicious weeds.
Yeah,
and they're very good for you.
Yeah, she gave them to my mom, and my mom brought a bunch of them to her house. So
if you get some extra, you just send along to me. I love collard greens. corn on the cob.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's not a bad holiday for vegetarians. Not a good holiday for turkeys. Alrighty, 855. We use turkeys in the zoological sense, not the psychological sense. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Polesky of the Polesky Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I got to tell you, this is an interesting time of the year to be named Joy. First of all, one of my favorite products in the universe, sort of motto is share the joy. Ready, whip, whipped cream. If they knew how dangerous I was with a can of Ready Whip, I don't know that they would actually do that. And it's actually spelled the same. I mean, it's not only written, it's not only spelled the same way, obviously. They're limited number of ways to spell Joy, but I actually write my signature with small letters. So, and let Brown do it. That's UPS, although they leave the E off of it, but that seems appropriate. Joy to the World, of course. And and then the movie Joy with Jennifer Lawrence. People keep asking me about it like I have something to do with it. If its name was Alice, would you ask? Never mind. So, all right, so I have to tell you this quick story just because, as I said, I got a little cranky about living in a big city with lots of tourists and being really crowded because, I broke a couple of toes about a month and a half ago, and then I threw my back out. And I think they're not unrelated events, but if it's hard to get, it's a little harder to get around, a little more painful, you're a little slower, and you live in the city I live in. For the first time that I've lived here, which is getting to be 20 years now, I got a little cranky about it. There are a couple of days I thought, the city. So yesterday was the day that I fell back in love with New York, and I'll tell you why. My back is still a little troublesome, so I was on the train, and it was fairly crowded, but I actually got a seat. So nobody had to get up to give me a seat, so there was a guy sitting next to me who looked just like Samuel L. Jackson. It was not, because I've met Samuel L. Jackson, but he could have been his clone. And so we got to Penn Station or something, we got someplace, and I heard something drop, and these two guys are standing very close to me because they're ready to get out, and I'm sitting on the end seat. And they said, "Did you drop this?" And one of them picked up a quarter. And I said, I don't think so. And he said, "Here, you should have this." And honestly, I didn't look like a bag lady, I don't think. So he gave me this big, shiny quarter. And I said, "Well, thank you." And so I turned to the guy sitting next to me, and he said, "Is that yours?" And I said, "I don't know, would you like it?" And he said, "Oh, no, I'm doing okay." And then he said to me, this is why I love this city. He said, "They gave it to you for a reason." No, it came. He didn't say they gave it to you. He said, "It came to you for a reason." Well, of course, now he's got my number, right? So I looked at the quarter. And it's a big, shiny quarter. It says 25 cents on it. And I turned over. And it's got Kitty Hawk on it. It's got North Carolina Kitty Hawk. And I look at the year. And it's 2001. And the association I made was that September 11th, 2001. And that has really haunted me. And I think it haunts everybody who was anywhere near it. And it maybe haunts all of us. But somehow the 2001, this guy saying it came to you for a reason. And it being a flight that you can leave that behind. You can take flight from it. You can let the earthly bounds release on that. And I smiled at him. I tried to give him the quarter. He said, "You can't spend that." And I said, "Well, can I give it away?" And he said, "No, it's yours to keep. It came to you for a reason." And it was just one of those moments that you think, it is good to be a human being. It is good to be in this place. And as I said, I fell right back in love with the city again. So it was just one of those things. I mean, it's a quarter, right? I told you, I found, for some reason, I've been finding money lately. I found a dollar, and the guys were giving me a hard time about, if it was $100, I would have kept it. And I said, no, I couldn't have done the math. I ran after the person who dropped it and gave it back to them. If I find something and there's a way of giving it back, I do. I just think karma's a boomerang. I suppose that other people worry about sinners in the hands of an angry God. I just worry about, man, it wasn't yours, and you kept it. And if there's a way of making sure that the person who lost it gets it back, you do. If not, then that's a different story. All right, so on this day, in 1487, Elizabeth of York became Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth I. 1783, the last British troops left NYC 3 months after the signing of the Treaty of Paris. But don't worry, the rest of the British have come to New York for the Macy's Parade. So we are up to our eyeballs in tourists these days. This day in 1874, the Greenback Party was established as a political party consisting primarily of farmers affected by the Panic of 1873. So for those of you who think that the United States has become the haves and the have-nots, the 99% and the 1%. Remember, 1874, Greenback Party, all right? Long history of that. In 1915, on this day, Albert Einstein presents the field equation of general relativity to the Prussian Academy of Sciences. Do you know Albert Einstein was somewhat of a hound dog, that he had affairs with his graduate students?
Really?
Yeah, he's a much more interesting guy than we think. It's still my favorite. I was a judge for the Clio's in San Francisco, which is advertising awards. And the one that I will never forget is a backlit picture of Albert Einstein with his hair, you know, that all that wiry hair out.
Yeah.
And it says, the wrong haircut could make anybody look stupid. My all-time favorite. I thought it was great. In 1926, the deadliest November tornado outbreak in the U.S. history strikes on Thanksgiving Day, which obviously it was in, which doesn't make any sense in 1926 unless this was Thanksgiving Day. When did it? I thought it had always been Thursday, but maybe not. 27 twisters of great strength are reported in the Midwest, including the strongest November tornado, an estimated force 4 that devastates Heber Springs, Arkansas. There are 51 deaths in Arkansas alone, 76 deaths, and over 400 injuries in all. And I'll check on the break about whether or not Thanksgiving was actually a Wednesday that year.
Well, I'm guessing, well, because today's, what, November 25th, so I'm guessing.
Yes, so maybe it's it would have been Thursday then. Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough. Good point. In 1952, Agatha Christie's Mousetrap opened at the Ambassador Theater. It will become the longest continuously running play in history. That's why I know it. I mean, I know Agatha Christie's stuff, but Mousetrap was the longest continuously running play. In this day, oh, I remember this, in 1999, a 5-year-old Cuban boy named Ilian Gonzalez.
I remember that.
Remember that? Was rescued by fishermen by floating in an inner tube off the Florida coast. Wonder what happened to him. I saw something on him a couple months ago, maybe a year or so ago.
Well, he's got to be, I mean, if he was 5 in 99, he's got to be 21 years old now.
Yeah, he's 22.
So, okay, yeah.
Almost 22. He'll be 22 next week.
Mm.
It was huge controversy. His mom drowned while attempting to leave Cuba. Let's see if it says what he's doing now. They took him from his relatives and returned him to Cuba in June 2000. Wow. But I did see something about him. They said wet feet, dry feet rule. Oof. I guess immigration has always been a long-term issue in this country. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com. and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
How are you, Dr. Joy?
I'm good, Suzanne. How are you today?
Good. I just want to get your opinion. My niece, who's 30, has a daughter who's 18 months, and my niece told me that her daughter has been scowling at men, strange men, and her father. It's the strangest behavior. She'll do that.
Not strange at all. Just about this age is when kids begin to understand stranger. And the assumption is that they're around, there are two assumptions. One is that they're around mom and soft voices more. But certainly scowling at strange men may bother some strange men, but it's probably not a problem. And she should certainly spend more time with her dad. And she may, it's one of the things with children that we forget is we think of learning as kind of linear, that it's a curve that goes straight up, and it's not. Kids go and they platform and then they go. And so she may not have done this before, but her acknowledgement that she's more sophisticated now, so she understands that there's somebody out, that there's other, there's self and other. And she can understand the distinction between male and female, that whether it's voice or smell or how they look or the size of them or whatever.
Right.
So she has abilities that she didn't have 6 months ago, and this is just her reaction to it. But the only one that it's troublesome for is presumably Dad, even though she may do it to uncles and grandparents as well.
Mm-hmm.
But she should spend time with Dad, and probably once she acknowledges, once she sort of understood that male, but it's Dad,
right,
even though she may you know, much prefer Mom at this moment for all sorts of reasons, that and it's that's quite often part of the fallout at this age, is so what you let Dad do is the fun stuff. For
right.
example, if the kid loves the bath, Dad gets to do the bath.
Right.
If kid loves strained peaches, then Dad gets to give strained peaches.
Mm-hmm.
So you sort of balance a little bit, and Mom goes to the grocery store and leaves baby with Dad, so Dad and baby begin to bond. But this is not unusual at all.
Oh, okay. It must be sound, because my niece told me that it's even women that have manly voices.
Yeah, maybe. But, I mean, again, you can see it from an evolutionary standpoint, mm-hmm. that it's very useful to be able, once a child begins to walk, which is mm-hmm. just about, you know, somewhere between a year and 18 months,
mm-hmm.
that they'd be able to distinguish between familiar and unfamiliar.
Right.
So you can see evolutionarily why it would work.
Right.
And
okay.
it's very common about this age.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You can now reassure her that she is not necessarily going to have a cranky kid. Or she may, but this is pretty normal behavior. Robert, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Doctor. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I have a quick question. My parents, they're getting a divorce, and they're really, really getting us involved, and I just don't know how to handle the situation.
Give me an example of how they tried to get you involved.
Basically, my mom-in-law just keeps calling us, telling us to pick sides, you know, give him a call, tell him what she wants, and just vice versa.
All right, listen, what you're going to have to do, and you're going to have to get your wife involved in this,
okay,
is saying, because it's got to come more from her than from you, because if you just say it, she'll just view you as callous and mean.
Okay.
But what she needs to say is, Mom, I love you both. I'm not any happier about this than you are, but I can't get caught in the middle of it. I love you both. I'm not responsible for your marriage, and I promise if Robert and I ever run into problems, we're not going to call you and get you caught in the middle, because presumably you love us both, and I'm related to both you and Dad. So, Robert and I will pitch in, and for Mother's Day we'll get you a therapist, but we can't hear you badmouth Dad. No, we can't carry messages.
She's really, really stubborn, and I've tried saying that to her and my wife.
To whom?
To my mother-in-law.
Well, but you have to be willing. She's going to say, there's no one else for me to talk to, and I thought you loved me, and what you're going to have to do is be tough about it, or you're going to have a stomachache all the time.
Yeah, my wife's really, really stressed out about this.
Well, but Robert, I just told you what to do. You just have to do it. And it's not, listen, I answer this question probably a couple times a month, and I actually ran into somebody a couple of weeks ago that had asked me that question when I did a TV show, and I said to her, I remember you, she asked me exactly the same question. Her parents were going through a divorce, her mother was calling her all the time, she felt terrible about it, and I said, you're going to have to say to your mom, Mom, I love you both, I'll listen to you talk about anything on the face of this earth except Dad or other family members, and I said, your mother is going to tear up and say there's no one else for me to talk to, but you're not doing her any good. If you were doing her some good, we could say, well, you know, your stomach ache is better than, you know, than her misery. But it's not. It means that she's burning off some energy, that she feels better about it, you feel worse about it, nothing changes. So it's the wrong thing to do, but you just have to get tough about it and say, Mom, you know, I'll hang up, I'll listen to you talk about anything else, but I can't hear you badmouth Dad. He's my dad.
No, I understand. It's like we've tried that.
Robert, you can't. There's no trying it, because then you hang up the phone.
Okay.
You're saying, how do I do it so that my mother-in-law will accept it? She's not going to. She's going to fight you on it, which means that you have to be absolutely stalwart about it. But that's the answer. There is no other answer, unless you're willing to listen to her whine about it, which doesn't really do you any good, give you a stomachache, and it doesn't do her any good. But that's the answer. It's just, it's a little bit tough to kind of find the backbone in it. And every time you give in, you're going to have to start all over again. But that's how you do it. And it does work. Been there, done it. Janine, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Brown. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted your opinion on something. I have a very good friend of mine, 35 years old. She's been engaged now for 2.5 years. Not because she doesn't want to get married, because her fiancé doesn't seem to want to make the full commitment.
How old is she?
She's 35.
Okay.
And being that, you know, I am her friend. We also have another friend that we all kind of talk together. We just didn't know, like, if we should kind of smack reality in her face or, like, what.
Do you think
say.
You're telling her something she doesn't know?
No. No.
Okay. Then we never tell anybody something they already know, especially when it's negative, because it doesn't do any good, and it just adds a little bit more negativity to the universe, which the universe doesn't need. So, I mean, look, you know what I know. If it's been 2.5 years, what she thinks is it's just a matter of time. You know, if I just wait him out.
Right.
What you guys think is, what are you doing this for? But, I mean, if she were going to call me, which is a whole different issue, because if she calls me, she's actually actively soliciting my advice. She may not like it, as you hear. People don't like my advice a lot, but they're at least actively soliciting it so that I'm allowed to say, you're not going to like it, but here's what it is, because they're asking. She's not asking.
Right.
She's complaining, which is a whole different ballgame than saying, tell me what you think I should do. Because if she called me, what I would say, and you're going to have a much harder time bringing this off, of look, if you knew he was never going to marry you, never. He was never going to offer you any more than he's offering you today. He wouldn't offer you any less, but wouldn't offer you any more. Would you stay or would you go? And she might say that she would stay, or she might say that she would go. And then I would say to her, okay, if you knew he was never going to offer you any more, how long, if you said you wanted to go, how much longer would you wait? And then I would say, wait till that amount of time, then leave. Without threat. If you're saying that no matter, if as long that you love him so much, whatever he offers you is okay, then stop complaining about it and stay.
Mm-hmm.
But I can do that. I don't think you're going to be able to do it.
Well, yeah. Well, we just didn't want to step into some, you know, we didn't want to offer an opinion or...
Well, that's what I'm telling you. I don't think it's a very good idea. What you can do is say, listen, you wouldn't like our opinion, so how about if we stop talking about it?
Yeah. I mean, she doesn't really complain about it.
Then I'd stay out of I'd mind my own business.
Mind your own business.
Yeah.
Because
she knows what you know.
Yeah.
And she's not going to be any happier with
hurt.
It.
You know. Alrighty.
Of course you don't. But, I mean, look, there. You told me you're 35 as well?
Yeah.
There are times in your life where your best friends have said, don't do this, or this is a mistake, or whatever, and you do what you want to do.
Yeah.
You don't, no, none of us, I mean, we care about our friends, we want them to be there for us, but we certainly don't want them to tell us when we're doing something wrong, because we don't pay any attention to them.
Right.
All right?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, and that... You never tell somebody something they already know, number one. Number two, if you think there's a good possibility they're not going to pay any attention to begin with, you may want to see if there's not an end run you can do around it of saying, listen, you know I'm your friend. Can you? Here's a better way than telling somebody something that they're not going to listen to, which means you lose the possibility of the friendship. You lose the possibility of having any impact with them, of saying, could you, listen, I think you're such a smart person. Can you explain to me what you're thinking is about this? Because I just don't quite get it. Okay? And that's a very, what's the word I want? It's a very circumspect, without being sneaky, way of having them examine their own motives, their own emotions, their own thoughts about something and sharing them with you. Because if you oppose them, they'll just dig in, right? Or they'll say right and not pay any attention. So just saying to somebody, I don't quite get this. Can you explain it to me? Without saying, you know, you're out of your mind. There's just no explanation. Oh, tell me what you're thinking. That's not going to work. But just a sincere, can you explain to me what it is that, you know, what your motive is, how you're thinking about this? Because that would really help me to understand a little bit better. And they may say it's none of your business, which is always one of those risks, but at least you're going at it in a way that has some potential of getting a positive response, as opposed to just, you know, if you know going in it's not going to work, then don't do it, right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. last year due to the extreme popularity of giving ID Stronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Tell them of how I'm yearning.
All right, Judy, you're near, and go ahead. All right, you're in ahead. All right, I've got two biggies and a littlie. Not sure that's a word to review for you. Well, I'll tell you about it as I review it. We've got Misery, which was based on the Stephen King novel, which was based on the movie with James Caan and Kathy Bates, and is now starring Bruce Willis. Yes, that Bruce Willis. And Laurie Metcalf. For those of you who saw the movie and who among us did not, you sort of know what's going to happen, right? And you know you know, the difficult part of it. This is, I mean, it's kind of an interesting production in that you see the outside of a house with the icicles, and then you go inside and into the bedroom, and the house actually rotates. So it, I guess I'll basically give you a little bit of the plot. I mean, if you're going to see it, you don't want me to tell you. You know what's going to happen if you've seen the movie. But the idea being that Bruce Willis is a very popular fiction writer, and he's in a car accident having just finished his latest book and left the hotel, and has a car accident, and that Annie, who is played by Laurie Metcalf here, Kathy Bates in the movie, finds him and brings him home to nurse him, and as she continually reminds us, she's the number one fan. This is really much more her show than it is his, and that was true in the movie as well. Part of it is that the Paul Sheldon character is in bed or in a wheelchair the whole time. So because of his injuries from the car accident to begin with, and then of something that occurs when he's under her care. Bruce Willis is certainly charismatic, and we all come to see him. He plays it without a toupee and with a scruffy beard. But this is Laurie Metcalf. It's her deal. She gets to play dowdy. She gets to play frightened. She gets to play psychotic. She gets to play girlish. She gets to play smitten. It's not an easy play. It's hard to review it. I think I basically give it about 3 stars because you know the plot. It is certainly alarming. They play it for laughs here. There's much more humor in this one, intentional, than in the movie. And to a certain extent, it makes it a little easier to take. It's not an easy play to take, and I think it's really more about the nature of celebrity and everything else. So, it'll do fine because Bruce Willis is there. As I said, it's Laurie Metcalf's show rather than his. Incident at Vichy is a part of the Arthur Miller sort of revival that View from the Bridge is playing as well this year. I think this is his 100th birthday. He was a cool guy. I met him. I didn't meet him till he was very old, but he was very cool. This has got a cast of 17 people in it, all men. And with that larger cast, as you can imagine, there's a great deal of variation in skill level. The name that you'll recognize most readily is Richard Thomas as Von Berg. It's an uneven play, it's about obviously the German occupation of France and what was going on in Vichy and sort of picking people off the streets. It's not an easy play, and you can kind of guess the ending. Whether this was also a movie, it somehow seems. In some ways, maybe it's just because of the unevenness of the cast. It somehow seems a little bit sort of rickety. It shows its age in some ways, even though the topics are really timeless. This one, I don't think was an enormously successful revival. Although, as I said, I thought Richard Thomas is wonderful, but I think he's always wonderful. All right, the third issue, which is the littlest, was really Cabaret. And as I mentioned earlier in the week, I went to see this. I usually don't cover Cabaret for a bunch of reasons, among other which is just time. But I went to see this kind of as a favor to a friend, and I'm glad I did, because what it does, it's called Arlene Wolf, More Than You Know, and it's directed by my friend. She does 24 songs in 2 hours. It's a little long. Most Cabaret acts are usually about 80 minutes. This is a little over 2 hours, and sort of tells stories that about her three ex-husbands, her current husband, and she's a woman of a certain age at plus. And so for that, you've got to give her credit for the idea that, you know, dreams can come true at any age, and if you don't give up, if you really have a clear idea of what you want to do in this life. If I had to review this just as a theatrical performance, it would be a little more difficult. If you view it as a woman who's always wanted to do what she was doing on that stage, you got to give it a whole different kind of criteria, a whole different kind of perspective, a whole different kind of rating system. So
the ones that you can sort of see easily. You know, both of them are worth your time. Neither of them are going to be around at award season, I think. Well, Laurie Metcalf might. Depends. It depends on what else is going on in the theater. But going to see a movie star on stage is always kind of fun. Richard Thomas was John Boy in The Waltons, and who could forget that? So all three are worth your time. None of them are going to be around, as I said, at award season, and you're going to have different perspective on all of them. But listen, live theater is worth going out of your way for, just because it's truly a once-in-a-lifetime experience, even though the play has been done 100 times before, and the actors have been doing their thing, and they'll do it 8 times a week. The audience and the actors that at that moment are a unique experience. And so if you're going to support live theater, movies are great, and I'll review the upcoming movies because there are a bunch of them coming out for the holiday. But if you're going to be somewhere, if you're going to be certainly in New York, but there are regional theaters, support live theater. It's a special kind of event. It has some struggles these days because people aren't going to theater as much. And so certainly see Hamilton, which is doesn't really need your support, and you're going to have a hard time getting a ticket in the next year for under $500. So, but Hamilton is great, and hopefully it's the future of the theater. It's a different way of thinking about history. It's a different way of thinking about theater. It's a different way of thinking about musicals. And it's wildly and deservedly wildly successful. But some of these other plays, you're not going to be able to get into Hamilton, so you might as well go see something else. And you can either choose by one case this week. You can choose by the actors who are in it. You can choose by the playwright who's in it. You can choose it by the director who's in it, who's directing it. So, but support live theater. It's worth your time and effort, and it's a unique experience. Movies, which I'll review for you next hour, are always there, and I love them. But once they're done, they're going to be the same today or tomorrow or 3 weeks from now or 3 years from now. Theater's not that way. So support live theater. For more reviews, go to drjoy.com. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.